But the complaint alleges he didn't have the opportunity to personally observe her and make a credibility determination that way, in addition to no cross-examination and other factors.
That is an allegation of the complaint, but I would submit it doesn't cut, in fact, in John Doe's favor. If Jane Doe did not speak directly, did not speak live, and nonetheless John Doe was not able to convincingly explain his text messages –